King Ranti was a very kind and good servant to his people. He was known as Ranti Deva. A Deva is a godly or angelic being who often bestows good fortune on others. Ranti always sought the welfare of his citizens. At times, when there was a shortage of food, he ordered that the food stored in the royal warehouse be given away in charity, and he and his family would fast. Once, during very hard times, the king fasted for 48 days. He did not eat nor drink. King Ranti became so weak and frail that he could hardly stand up. The king's ministers worried about his health, and on the 48th day of his fast, they ordered the cooks to prepare a plentiful meal. A huge silver tray piled high with the finest foods was brought before the king. All of the ministers and advisors implored him to eat. When the king agreed, everyone breathed a sigh of relief. Just at that time, a monk came to the palace. Out of respect, and as is the custom, Ranti first offered the meal to his guest. The monk ate only a small amount of food and was satisfied. He blessed the king and went on his way. King Ranti was about to eat when a working man came to the palace gate. "I have not found any work today," he said, "and I have a family to feed." "Then take from my plate whatever you need," said the king. The man left with a good portion of the meal. Ranti had started out with a large plate, but now half of it was gone. Still, the king didn't need very much. There was enough food left to satisfy him. He was about to eat when a man and his dogs came to the palace gate. "O king, my dogs and I have just come from a long journey. Please, give us something to eat." The king handed over the entire plate, and the man and his dogs eagerly consumed what was left. All the food was gone. Ranti still had not eaten for 48 days. Now, only a cup of fresh water remained on his table. King Ranti was about to drink it when he heard a voice calling, "Water! Water!" Ranti looked up. He recognized the visitor to be a very miserly and spiteful man.
"O king, please give me some water," the man pleaded. His voice was parched. "Please, a cup of water."
This miser had never performed a kind act in his life. He had never given in charity. He had never given anything to anybody. But King Ranti graciously handed his cup of water over to him. Suddenly, everybody that he had fed that day, even the dogs, returned to the palace gate. When Ranti looked upon them, his fatigue from hunger and thirst disappeared. "What type of strange powers do these people have?" he thought. Right before his eyes, all of them, even the dogs, shed their gross forms. They were not ordinary beings, but the devas themselves. They offered him many gifts and riches beyond description. They even offered him entrance into heaven itself. But Ranti waved away all their gifts, for he was not attracted to the comforts of this world, nor of the next. "I do not want anything," he said. "Let me just serve others, that their sufferings may come to an end. Let this be my service to the Lord within the heart." He simply folded his hands in respect to the celestials. At that moment, Ranti felt a deep satisfaction in his heart. He saw no difference between a king or a beggar, a friend or an enemy, the strong or the weak, or those who are beautiful or ugly. He saw all beings in their actual, splendorous, amazing forms, shining like a thousand suns. And so it is said that if you feed a beggar, rejoice, for you may actually be feeding an angel.